I really feel like the cost of living crisis and student accommodation are two separate problems, and they definitely should be tackled separately. The reduced higher education fees have relieved some stress and some pressure from our students, but our aim is not to go backwards, but to emphasise that we must be going forward and reach our aim of free higher education. And I think that was a big aim that USI also had in mind over the years. What we should not be doing, I think, is removing the progress that was already made and using it as an excuse to help with the accommodation crisis. Student accommodation is a big stress factor for our students, and it should be tackled separately. And I feel like a plan should be put into place for it, but it shouldn't be used to backtrack the other progress that was already made for students.
Julia, the Higher Education Minister has come out and said that there'll be no further cuts to the college contribution fee. There were a number of once-off reductions we saw in the recent budgets, but certainly, you know, it's important that the sector is supported, that third-level institutions are supported in this.
Well, 100% would be all advocating for those reduced fees to continue. This, I know this was a temporary plan. It was something that was meant to be once-off, and then it was repeated. And, you know, it's great that we had that 1,000 euro off from the contribution fees. But we're really hoping for it to be a permanent change, and it should be a permanent change, because we definitely have impacted positively on our students, and I don't see a reason why that should be taken away now, especially that, as USI has mentioned as well, other countries in Europe has totally free access to education, and I don't see how Ireland is different to that.